We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Up hot and fresh here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind. Last day, got 2 hours left, ending this bad boy at 6 o'clock out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Again, still trying to get online donations. We surpassed the goal of 15,000, and now I guess we're just going to be greedy. We'd like to get to 20,000. If at all possible. And if you're going to be greedy, why not be greedy for Children's Wisconsin? Donate online, 1057fmthefan.com. And some of the other sponsors, AmeriCash Loan, Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, who raised $8,000 with the Plumbers Union Local 75 during the summer and donated that. Prime Cigar in Brookfield and Havoc Law LLC. Joining us now, of course, like always, he is Tom Kasnick. Time to do some fantasy football. It's only going to be one segment today. Normally we do two, only one today because it's the toy drive. Tom, thanks for coming on, my friend.
My pleasure. It's a big week in fantasy. First week of playoffs for most people. So,
it is.
A lot going on.
All you have to do is use the hashtag BigFantasy and tweet it at 1057FMTheFan, or better yet, call it up, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. And that's the best way to do it. Jeff Orlowski will take your call. We'll get you on the air. A-Biz tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Peace, Godfather. Need one of these three PPR. Benny Snell, Jalen Samuels, or Rashad Penny. Thanks. Hashtag Big Fantasy.
Since it's PPR, I'll go Rashad Penny.
He's doing really good.
Yep.
Did you ever see him doing that behind Carson or no?
Well, I mean, a lot of people kind of thought or hoped this would happen going into the year, but Carson just took off, and now Penny is starting to play a little better. Here's what I'll say about Benny Snell. He's obviously going to be the lead guy with Connor out again, but he doesn't have a role in the passing game. So if he doesn't score a touchdown for you, he's probably not going to get it done for you. 2 weeks ago, he didn't score. It wasn't all that great. Last week, he scored, and it was fine. So you got to understand that about Benny Snell.
All right, we got a caller on the line here. Rick in Germantown, you're up with the godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kasnick.
I got a standard league question for running back. I'm starting Eckler, and I need one of these other guys. Geis, Hunt, Madison, or Penny?
I do like Darius Geis. I'm going to go Kareem Hunt, though. It's a great matchup for the Browns on Sunday.
All right, thanks for the call. Dan tweets at 1057 FM. The Fan uses the hashtag BigFantasy. Need one wide receiver and one flex PPR league. Jeffrey, Landry, Ingram, or White? Thanks. That's Dan tweeting at The Fan.
Whew, like all four. Love Alshon Jeffrey on Monday night, but let's definitely get him in.
Yep.
And again, great matchup for the Browns on Sunday, so I'll go Jarvis Landry.
414-799-1250. You want to give him fancy football with Tom Kasnick as we continue on with our toy drive till 6 o'clock. Bruce in Greendale, you're next on The Fan.
Hi, full point, PPR, flex, I need one. Debo Samuel, Robbie Anderson, or Marlon Mack?
It's hard. I tell you, Marlon Mack is the safest play, even coming off the injury, because he's going to get volume. But if you want to go for the gusto, I love Robbie Anderson this week.
All right, let's go to Joe in Tulsa. You're next up with the godfather of fantasy, Tom Kasnick.
Hey, so I have a half-point PPR, Christian Kirk or Will Fuller, and I should mention Deshaun Watson is my quarterback.
Yeah, that doesn't – I honestly don't – that doesn't factor into anything for me. I will go Will Fuller here. Christian Kirk has really kind of faded away, and I'm not crazy about the matchup for Arizona. So I'll go Fuller. But obviously you got to understand, Will Fuller's got a 0.4
every week.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. Jack tweets at 1057FM, the fan, hashtag big fantasy. 1 point PPR, need three. Lockett, Crowder, Woods, John Brown.
Lockett, Woods, and John Brown.
Lockett, Woods, and John Brown is the way he's going there. Brandon in Sussex, you're next on with Tom Kesnick here on The Fan. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, I got Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill?
Tannehill.
All right, sweet, thanks.
What do you make of Ryan Tannehill and Fitzpatrick and these guys that were pretty much given up for dead and all of a sudden now have kind of resurrected themselves here in the last couple of weeks?
Well, this is what both have done throughout their career. They get on hot streaks and, you know, you ride it as long as you can. But you got to understand with both of them, it'll end at some point. And when it ends, it's usually in spectacular fashion. So, but both have good matchups this week. Tannehill's been playing well. He's helped, obviously, by the great running back game with Derrick Henry. But, you know, again, it's about riding the wave. And you ride it with these guys right now. But I'm confident it's going to come to an end for both.
Chris tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan, PPR league, need one. Joe Mixon, Duke Johnson, or Rashad Penny, hashtag big fantasy.
Joe Mixon, he's playing well and got Andy Dalton back.
All right, very good. Let's see here. We got some more calls coming up here. 414-799-1250. You know, I got another question for you before I get to Steve on the west side and the rest of these guys on hold. When it comes to Aaron Jones and value, since Devontae Adams has come back, have you – you know, maybe changed your mind on how high of importance you have as far as playing him week to week or no?
No, he still carries high-end RB1 upside every week. He's very, very talented. I can't help you if Matt LaFleur is not going to use him right. I mean, that's out of my control. I mean, there's only so much I can do here. If you go back a few years ago, every week on Twitter I would scream at Jeff Fisher to use Todd Gurley right. He didn't. He got fired. The next guy came in, used Todd Gurley right. And away he went. So
went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can do here. I mean, Aaron Jones should be getting 20 touches a game. It should be locked in, and it's not. But he's, again, it's another great matchup this week. So, you know, I'd start him with confidence.
Maybe you should just change your Twitter handle to, you know, The Godfather. Maybe then people would realize who you are when you tweet at them, and then they would know.
I just want NFL head coaches to use running backs properly. That's all I ask. I don't ask for much. I just want them, if you've got a running back, especially who's good in the passing game and who excels in space, get the ball to him in space. It's not complicated. It's even less complicated when the team he plays on only has one wide receiver. That's all the Packers have. They have Devontae Adams and nothing else you can trust. Use Aaron Jones more. Again, this is not difficult.
Tom Kesnick getting fired up
there
again.
Is. Yeah,
Steven
on
the west side, you're next on with the fired up Tom Kesnick.
Yeah, I feel crazy for asking this, but Russell Wilson or Ryan Tannehill?
Goodbye. Don't bother, Tom. Let's move on.
Here's what I will say. Do a Google search of Russell Wilson and look at his history against the Rams.
That's crazy.
And you'll have, that question will be answered.
There you go.
Thank God. I'm sorry.
How did he get through?
But when you start with, I know this sounds crazy, that means it probably is.
That's like saying, with all due respect, to say something bad.
Yeah. With all due respect, you're really ugly. Well, then you shouldn't have said it. Right. Kurt in Greenfield, you're next on the fan. What's up, Kurt?
It's not me. It's
hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm in a non-PVR. I need a one wide receiver and one flex. Okay. James Washington, Benny Snell, Sterling Shepard, or D.D. Westbrook?
Benny Snell for sure in standard. I do like Denver Washington this week. I do like Sterling Shepard. I'll go Shepard. It's close with him in Washington.
Does D.D. Westbrook feels better because now Minshew is the quarterback?
I think it helps a little, but the matchup this week is not great. The Chargers secondary is pretty solid, so I'm not crazy about their matchup this week.
Okay.
All right, guy. Peter in Muskego, you're next on the fan with the godfather of fantasy, Tom Kesnick.
Yes, one of two defenses, either the Jets or the Patriots. And then I got a wide receiver question.
I'm not starting the Jets over the Patriots. I understand the Patriots situation, but the Jets defense, I can't. I mean, no. I guess if you want to throw a dart at the wall, feel free. I mean, I'm not crazy about the Patriots this week on defense, but – the Jets' defense isn't very good, so I wouldn't want to go there.
All right, let's sneak one more caller in here. Brian in Pewaukee, you're next on the Fan with Tom Kesnick.
Yes, quarterback question. Jameis Winston or Ryan Tannehill?
Tannehill's safer. Winston's got the higher ceiling.
Higher ceiling, may throw some picks, but he may throw a lot of yards.
In here on Twitter quick. Chris tweets at the Fan PPR League, need one. Joe Mixon, Duke Johnson, or Rashad Penny? Hashtag Big Fantasy.
Mixon.
Greg, San Fran D or Chargers D?
49ers D.
Joey tweets at the Fan, hello, Godfather. Half PPR League, Cooper Kupp or Philip Lindsay? Thanks, that's Joey.
Cooper Kupp.
Beautiful. Tom, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for coming on, we're going to wrap up the toy drive.
All right, guys. Have a great week 14.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Tom Kesnick, the Godfather of Fantasy, joining us here today. And Gary Ellerson, we're in these nice bare sunrooms. There are no issues with windows or doors. However, some people are less fortunate and have a breeze blowing across their face when they try to sleep at night. And they may need these people.
No, my good people at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Guys, they got that new Experience Center out there in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road. Guys, well, you could go in, touch, see, feel the windows that you're actually going to buy. And listen, I know some of these guys that come out to your house, they get that little book, big binder, got the little swatches in, you kind of look at it. You really can't tell what you're buying. Well, the Pella Windows and Doors, they got the Experience Center. I mean, they got full size, Leroy. They got full size. You can touch them, see, feel what you want to go. I mean, you can punch. Well, don't punch it because you might get, we ain't got the kind of insurance.
Well, they got all kinds. You can just go over there at 19030 West Blue Mount Road. That's in Brookfield, of course. 19030 West Blue Mount Road, or you can give them a phone call, 262-783-6600.
All right, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, guys. Go check my good friends out today.
Got a lot Gary Ellison and Leroy Butler sent you.
Got a lot of donations coming in online.
More toys are coming.
At 105.7 FM, The Fan. Chad says, big fan of the station. Great thing you guys are doing for the kids. Mike at night. Big fan of the big show and all the jokers at The Fan for the kids. Go, Pack, go. Justin, I was at Children's Hospital as a kid. And love what you guys do. Can't wait to hang the paintings I got. And those would be the Dan Plucker paintings that he purchased earlier.
Nice. The one you and I didn't know about, Steve.
That's correct. Bucks in six. Donate. You guys do a great job with this every year. Thanks for talking all week, taking all week to do this for a great cause. Merry Christmas. Jeff says, you guys rock. Keep up the good work. Everybody loving the toy drive, and we're loving you.
Man, Gary, colleagues from Spectrum News 1, they brought some toys over.
Nice.
So we're going to take a picture with them. Take a picture with them.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll take a picture with them.
All right, coming up next.
Yeah, we're good. Ohio State shirt don't bother me. Okay. It's okay.
Coming up next, you know the story if you listen to the Toy Drive over the last several years. Bubba Fight, their family is here, and they make their annual trip over here to the Toy Drive with a whole bunch of toys in the back of their truck.
Tons.
We'll talk to them coming up next.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. On The Fan.
Welcome back. It is the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management, and they're on their way down here with some toys, so it'll be fun to see them. Bayview Shade and Blind, they were out here all week long as well. Everybody's been out here making toy donations, cash donations, donating checks. We've had a lot of online donations as well, so thank to everybody that has been a part of this all week long. Still time for you going to 6 o'clock tonight. If you can't make it before 6, donate online at 1057FMTheFan.com. And again, thanks to Bear Sunrooms for providing the sunrooms all week long. Thanks to Brian in Hales Corners, donated 4 bags of toys. Mark on the south side bought the Beatles Rock Band set and brought that out here. Tom from Vernon stopped by and donated $50 out here at Oak Creek, so thanks to all of them. Now, this is the one cool part, and I kind of feel bad because our old co-host, Rami Makaloff, isn't here, and this is I'm pretty sure this is his, one of his favorite parts of this toy drive, as it is everybody else's, and that is something we call hashtag Bubba Fight, and it's something that started years ago and has really gone the right way, and Dave Cottrell joins us now here on the Wendy's Big Show, along with his son, Dawson, and they come on each and every year. And, Dave, I guess for those just tuning in, new listeners to The Fan that haven't heard this story before, go ahead. Tell everybody the story that goes along with Bubba Fight.
Beautiful. Well, first of all, thanks for having us again. I'm can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just I'm so excited to be here again. This is our nickel anniversary, right? This is our yep. fifth year that we've come out here now. I'm really good, really glad to see our boy Gary Ellerson here. Last year, he was recuperating off his knee surgery, so Dawson has missed him, right?
Hi.
he's 12 yeah, now, he's and I'm expecting him to talk a little more. So yeah. I'm trying to prompt him yeah. a bit. Yeah. But basically, what it is Dawson here was diagnosed with leukemia, blood cancer of. Or a cancer of the bloodstream and the bone marrow in 2012 in December. And he spent almost 2 weeks in a hospital, and he was able to come out just before Christmas. So he was actually one of the lucky ones that actually gets to come home, open his Christmas presents under the tree. Unfortunately, for a lot of these kids, they don't get to do that. So what has happened is over the past 5 years, one huge thing, right? Dawson has become a survivor. Right?
Yeah, buddy.
So he is no longer in remission. He is no longer in treatment. He is considered a survivor.
That's right? Awesome.
That's my. There you go.
It's beautiful.
And what we've done is we've started the Bubba Fight Foundation. What the Bubba Fight Foundation is Dawson's nickname is Bubba. He fought, so it's Bubba Fight. And we get a lot of friends together that do some great things for us. And not only with the toy drive, but we're going to do some other things. I have a big announcement. We are definitely going to be part of the Give Kids the World golf outing this
nice,
year.
Nice, awesome.
I can't golf.
No,
well, it doesn't
I.
matter. There's a lot of people there that can't
and,
golf.
And, you know, I want to be there, but Give Kids the World was also awesome to us, so we want to give back and do that too. But we've been going on with this now for 5 years, and it's going to continue to get bigger and better and stronger. And
so,
I've got an F-150 over there full of toys.
Yeah, Leroy's very jealous already. I got to ask you this. So when you decided to start this Bubba Fight Foundation and you bring all of these toys, how do you go about getting the toys and getting them ready to bring down here?
Absolutely. So, you know, I basically reach out to friends and family. We have Team Bubba Fight. We have a very solid network of about 10 people that are very close family and, of course, very close friends who jump on and they get excited to do this time of year. And this year I had a new friend who I haven't seen him in 25 years.
Wow.
Maurice McClendon. He actually had a birthday party at Stenny's and turned it into a toy drive birthday party.
That was awesome.
We went to high school together. I hadn't seen the dude in 25 years and decided to do this for me. My a good friend of mine, Corey Higgins, who's a counselor over at West Milwaukee Intermediate School, said, "I'm in, Dave. I got to do this." His kids live in the inner city of Milwaukee, and it's crazy what he was telling me what they do. These kids don't have a whole lot themselves. And they were making these ribbons that we have.
Those are awesome, the orange ones.
They raised, I don't know, hundreds of dollars. They got so many toys donated. My nephew, who is like my little brother, he's a pastor at.
He's got a full beard, man. I'm not sure how little he is.
You
it
know
looks
what,
good, though. It's trimmed
know,
nicely.
Do you know what it is? It's, you know, he's just excited he can finally grow facial hair.
Oh,
so
man.
He let it go, and he has turned into a hunter, which is, you know, we're from the city, and he's turned into a hunter.
Right.
But he's the pastor.
Okay.
What's that?
That's okay.
He's a pastor at Cornerstone Church in Waupun, and he has two churches that get together and get involved. And then we just get a bunch of people who like to come over and just say, "Hey, here's a few toys."
Well, speaking about Facebook.
I'm sorry. You're 100% right. My son is now at Oak Creek West Middle School.
There you go.
In sixth grade.
Right. Good job,
and
Dawson.
Oak Creek West was amazing as well in doing a toy drive. Gave us almost two barrels, right, buddy?
Well, speaking about
you talk
hair,
a lot,
that,
Dawson.
That
yeah.
Right, got some facial hair over there.
What has happened with him, Gary?
I think he, whoa, what's happened?
I mean, facial hair. He's talking about my 17-year-old son, Elijah.
Yeah.
We have a picture when we first came here 5 years ago where Elijah was, you know, and don't take this the wrong way.
You're right. I was thinking the same thing.
He was as short as Sparky.
Short
as yeah.
Yes.
And now he's about a foot, foot taller than Sparky.
Yeah,
so
he's almost a foot taller than you.
Yeah, he's taller than you.
Well, trust me, Dad knows how to put him down. Don't worry about that.
We all dads know how to do that. I mean, all dads know how to do that. Your dad knew how to do that.
He sure did, and he was 5'7".
Yeah, all dads know how to do that. We old school. They don't know what old school means.
They don't.
They'll find out if they try
it. He's gotten it a couple times, G.
Yeah,
he's gotten
it
a couple times.
Yeah, well, but boys will do that. I mean, that's boys. Girls, I mean, you know, they're a bit different.
All right, Dawson, so I got to know. So you're at Oak Creek West Middle School. I got one that goes to Oak Creek East Middle School,
what's
right? Wow, he just gave me eyes like that was how dare I
like
say
it's Oak Creek and
East
Franklin
Middle School, right? Exactly,
wow.
Right. Come on, man, you're in the same city. Y'all gonna be in the same school eventually. I mean, he's in seventh grade, so he's a year ahead of you. Wow, look, I got there. Okay, so in fact, here he comes. I think he's about ready to get out of that
awesome.
Car right there. So tell me this: How did it work the toy drive way? I mean, did you have your picture plastered up all over the school and come donate toys for our guy, which made you Mr. Popular in the building and all the girls wanted to talk to you? Or how did it work?
My advisory teacher, Miss Higgins, told everyone about it, she told, like, the office about it. So, like, they started making announcements about the toy drive, and they got a bucket, and it started filling up.
Dude, that is great. So you got a whole back F-150. So now you are going to be responsible for unloading all the toys by yourself, Dawson, because you're healthy now. There's no excuses. You got to do it by yourself now.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'm not.
We make him do a lot more than he used to, but this kid is so spoiled. It's taken a little while to get him out of some of this stuff. So having him pick up around the house is like – It's a chore.
I like the 36 jersey. Is that Nick Collins jersey?
That's normal.
Is that Nick Collins jersey?
Yeah, that's Nick Collins.
Let me turn around. Let me see. Sure enough, he wore Nick Collins jersey.
Hey,
poor Leroy. I can't believe it.
Number 36. Nick Collins,
number one in your heart.
But you know, and just to kind of wrap a bow around this. Last year we had Dawson's doctor here.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And she came out and she did not want to speak. Dr. Sadie, if you're listening, we love you as always, of course. And she is one of the greatest people at Children's Hospital. Children's Hospital is they have some of the greatest people working there.
Yes.
I've been to so many. I've had a lot of surgeries myself. I wasn't an athlete as good as Gary and Leroy, but I had a lot of surgeries. And I have never witnessed the care, compassion, and love that the people at Children's Hospital give.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's unbelievable. It's got to be a prerequisite. If you don't have that, you can't work there. And Children's Hospital, thank you so much for saving my son's life. Thank you for everything that you do. And we're going to keep giving back, and we're going to keep getting this bigger and bigger and bigger. Next year, we will have officially our non-for-profit organization called the Bubba Fight Foundation with a domain at bubbafight.com.
Nice.
Make a note on that.
That is awesome.
We are going to do big things. It's time to give back because so many people gave to us. My son is sitting here smiling, healthy and happy. Really excited to see GE. Looking at Sparky's suit, you guys should see this. If you want to come down and donate a toy, it's got to be worth just to come see Sparky's Christmas outfit. It's awesome.
Yeah, look at that. All right. Thanks so much for coming out, guys. Good job, Dawson. Fist bump. And you guys will be in Oak Creek High School before you know it. Yeah, how about that?
Hey, your man Gary isn't.
Thank you, Dawson.
Good deal.
So how you been feeling? I know Steve want to get to a break, but let me just ask you a question.
That's only because.
How you – we got to go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So how you been feeling lately, buddy? I haven't seen you in a while. I missed you last year. So how you been doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? School's going good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who's your favorite teacher?
Ooh, be careful.
Say all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
No, you can good say job. All because I had a favorite teacher. Sometimes you have favorite teachers. No? You don't have one? Okay.
That's all right.
Who you like better, your mom or your dad?
Don't answer that.
Come on, Gary.
Don't answer that either. Gary's trying to get you in trouble.
That you say both.
We're going to get to a break before Gary gets Dawson in trouble. Hey, it is the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin Says Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. If you can't make it, please donate online at 1057fmthefan.com. Again, lots of time for you to donate online. Well, really not so much. 90 minutes. Time for you to donate online. Make sure to do that right now. Coming up next, we will talk with our guys from Annex Wealth Management. They're on their way out here, been a sponsor of this thing from day one on The Fan, and we'll talk to them straight ahead here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on The Fan.
Welcome back. It is the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin Says Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind. Last day out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. If you can't make it, please donate online at 1057fmthefan.com. Marcus Hotels earlier today, Gary Ellerson was nice enough to donate a two-night stay at mm-hmm. St. Kate, mm-hmm. which used to be the Intercontinental,
right.
Plus a $200 food credit mm-hmm. To be auctioned off, given away, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And we asked for, I think it was $350, mm-hmm. and John Young of Young Express gave $500
right.
To get that package instead. And thanks to them so much for stepping up and doing that at Marcus Hotels, and, of course, John Young for stepping up and spending the money. And I'd say Kate Hotel is unbelievable. I mean, they've redone virtually the entire inside of it. I used to go there all the time when I would go to the place at the Market Center right across the street.
Right,
we'd park underneath, go up, grab a drink at the bar, and we walk across the street to the Market Center.
Is it connected?
It's right across the street.
Right, right.
So that was great. So then St. Kate came along, and I was anxious to see what it was going to look like, and it is absolutely outstanding, outstanding, and definitely worth checking out.
No doubt about it. You want to talk about my good friends over at Pfister. Guys, they've been around for 125 years. And, guys, you know I like a lot of style. Guys, just walking into the lobby, your jaw will drop. Want to see the great Milwaukee city views? Well, check out Blue, the hotel's cocktail lounge on the 23rd floor. Or maybe relaxing in a spa is more your style. They have an award-winning well spa and salon, too. Experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Readers. Top choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister and the PfisterHotel.com. But wait, folks, I got more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood fire dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally some of the best steaks, guys, you will ever have in your life. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area, fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel Restaurant Bar, and next door, Mason Street Grill.
Mason Street Grill, they got some good food.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Santa came early.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Look at all those bags of toys.
Well, who bought that?
Those are all coming from Mark Oswald's truck at Annex Wealth Management.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, man. Okay.
What?
You don't have a...
Go ahead, Steve.
You know I love Ford, Steve. What is that? Is that the...
Expedition.
The Expedition.
Yeah.
That thing's sweet, cuz.
You like that?
You like that?
I love it.
Yeah. It's a nice truck.
I've never seen that. I got to go with my boy John Pintler.
Yeah, you can get everybody in there, Leroy.
Yeah, that one's amazing.
Yeah, you get everybody in there.
They got so many toys out of there. That must be the extended version.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Don't do math 11. On the radio.
Oh, well, that's all right. There's like, say a dozen. We'll say a dozen. I think it's 11, but we'll say 12. Yeah, a dozen, big red bags that look like Santa bags.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bags should be in one. In fact,
oh, there's like Santa penguins on the bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Santa penguins on the bags from Annex Wealth Management, and they're full. That's correct. You guys are outside. They're like, these? Oh, there's a Santa on the front.
Steve, how many boxes do we normally get while we're here?
How many boxes total?
Yeah. What's the number?
42 is what we had last year.
42. Where are we sitting at now? Do you know?
As of an hour or so ago, we were at 38.
Oh. So it's safe to say we're going to over –
Well, we'll see.
We'll go over 42. I mean, we got 38 right now.
I'm not saying anything about nothing. I don't want to talk about this.
Well,
come out here. Donate toys. Don't listen to Gary.
Well, here's what I'm going
to
say. Come on out here. Whether we get 38 or 32 or 42, we're taking everything that we get. We're not so good that we want you to stop. Yeah. So what we'd like for you to do is continue to come out here, donate. And you literally do the best you can. I absolutely love it this time of year. And we always get that mad rush, Steve, at about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Year.
I mean, it is absolutely incredible, guys. Keep coming out here. We'll take toys as long as you bring them.
And we got the card dippers as well. So you can drop off cash.
Love that.
You can drop off.
It's going to be 25.
Yep, we could drop off checks as well. Write them to Children's Wisconsin. The dippers are still out here,
too. Over 12, you're over 12 bags now, Steve.
They're bringing bags out of the other vehicle that they came with at Annex Wealth Management. And here come huge boxes to try and load these all into.
Yeah.
The Annex Wealth Management has gone to a whole new level this year.
Yeah, I think
new level at Annex Wealth Management. The generosity through the roof.
Yeah.
Mark Oswald and Dave Spanos.
With Babe Ruth shaved and blind. They've been around since 1926. Meeting the guys yesterday, I really appreciate what they've done. I mean, John Young, he had an hour doing this week, matching. I love the matching hours. I love that.
Yeah.
Young
like
Express,
that.
$3,000. That's amazing.
All right. We got Bushy from Cutting Edge Outdoor Show. You know Bushy, right?
Yeah, Bushy.
He texted me. He said, hey, I'll give you a half-day guided fishing trip in Pewaukee for musky fishing. Half-day guided trip. The value is $200. First person to show up and make a $100 donation, Bushy will take you on a half-day guided trip. Hunting or fishing for muskie. I'm gonna ask you, Gary Ellerson. You're a fisherman. Do you want it for $100?
Do can I eat muskie?
Yeah.
I'd rather go to pick and save.
Slow down. You don't probably eat fish anyhow. So you want it, Gary, before I offer this up for everybody
else? No, go ahead and offer it. But I think you should have it, though, Steve. I think that would be right down your line.
No, I don't fish.
You don't fish
like you do.
Okay, well, Logan does, doesn't he?
No.
Devlin?
The oldest does, yeah.
You should get it for Devlin.
Maybe I will.
Yeah,
all right, so this is
it. Devlin.
$100 donation. If you come down here to Oak Creek, make your donation, $100, or you can donate online. If you're going to donate online, please call back at the station, Jeff Orlowski. Let him know you're going to do it so we can pull it off of the table for something that people can buy. Make sure to do that ahead of time, 105.7 FM. TheFan.com. All right, the Annex Wealth Management guys are here. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. And I'm telling you, Santa came early. This is unbelievable, the amount of bags they brought out here to the toy drive. We'll talk to Mark Oswald, Dave Spanos.
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm trying to get out. You just won't be quiet.
Just go ahead.
All right. Sight and Sound Solutions, AT&T and DirecTV. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Choice package, Fox Sports Wisconsin, NFL Sunday Ticket for the rest of the year at no additional charge. NBA League Pass for the rest of the year at no additional charge. Plus, it's their Black Friday special, which means if you call Al, my guy, over at Sight and Sound Solutions, two of the following three you can get for free: an HD TV, a Blu-ray player, or a $100 Visa gift card. All you have to do is call them right now. Best customer service you're going to find. Call my guy Al at Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500, 262-754-1500, and a great sponsor of the Toy Drive again this year. NFL Sunday Ticket on Macro News each season. Prevailing rate on its canceled price start of the season. Slate international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details. Back after this with our guys from Annex Wealth Management, a.k.a. the Santas of the Toy Drive, next.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
Welcome back. It is the Wendy's Big Show, last day of the Troy Drive out here at The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, and joining us now, the Santas of the Toy Drive. That's what I'm going to name them at this point, because every year they come out with something bigger and better than they did the last year. Dave Spanos and Mark Oswald, thanks so much, you guys, for coming out here again this year. Did y'all start collecting in January?
Thanks for the expedition, by the way. I appreciate that.
That is amazing. So I guess, Dave, go ahead, start off. Like, how did this all happen? This is crazy.
Yeah, it started from a request from our clients, and I don't know how many bags are out there. It was about 12 or 13.
There was 12 or 13 out of his car. There was 12.
Right. And he's got a big truck, right? Yeah. A ton of toys.
I want that truck.
You know, and one of the cool things we did is not only did we ask our clients to donate, but you know what we did? It was really easy. Is we said you could go to Amazon.com and just ship us the toys, and they came flying in. Amazon dude, it was boxes and boxes coming in every single day. So it was unbelievable. And of course, we had our clients put some money in as well. And we told our clients that we were going to match it dollar for dollar.
That is awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
So we have a big check to deliver to Children's Hospital on top of all of these toys. And so we're very proud to be a part of this.
So
and
nice.
I think this is year 13,
year
right?
13, yeah.
And we've been here since the beginning. And so what you guys have done and grown this
facilities have changed.
It's really awesome, isn't
it? Yeah, no longer a tent. Yeah.
It's not a tent. But, you know, that's the first time
like
I've seen
six
this
below.
This Christmas suit that you have.
My suit?
Sparky. That is unbelievable.
You like it?
Man, I don't know if I'd wear that as a pajama. I'm just saying.
I thought he lost a bet.
No, I didn't lose a bet. No. In fact, I'm going to wear this at the Mecca for the Green Bay, Minnesota game Monday night.
That would be amazing if
I'm
you
going
did
to
that.
Yeah,
you
I'm going
should
to
do that.
For tonight, you talk, and then that.
You that's talk awesome about, though, right? We were talking to the guys at North Shore Fire Department came out. They were doing it for 8 years, Steve.
Yep.
And you talk about it, and that sustainability, sometimes people wane on a little bit. But I think you guys have gone, seems like each year, the bar has gotten even higher for you guys.
And we have done it. And really, you know, we've told this story before. How it really started, and Mark, I'll let you tell the story, but many, many years ago, and his daughter is doing fantastic, and she's beautiful. But it started
easy
because he was
about,
and yeah, she's in college. Yeah, she's still young, right?
That's on a DL, man. Yeah.
DL, but he was a frequent flyer.
I got one of those too, Mark.
I've met your daughter.
Yeah. I got six of them, so it's all good, my brother.
Anyway, go ahead.
You know, the other thing about this, when we talk about this drive and what this is all about, when we started the first year, you guys remember, they didn't think we'd have more than a box of toys. And we showed up and we had $7,000 in a box of toys and so forth. Right. And at that point, it was, just help out for Christmas, give us a couple toys, we'd be happy. That's right. All they were asking for. Right. And now to where it's grown, I mean, Mark, we're talking about toys for the whole year. And then Robin's Nest Community Services get some of these too, and that's the foster care aspect of this. So a ton of foster kids also benefit from this too. And then some of the other charities that benefited from this around the area, it is at a whole different level right now.
Well, that was my first personal experience with it. Was my daughter was in the what's called the HOTS clinic, or hematology and oncology and okay. transfusions. And so, you know, she'd go in every 3 weeks to get an infusion into her, and it took 5 hours. You know, so you wow. sat there you know, small talk only goes so far, right? At some point in time, you need to have a game to play or whatever it was. And, you know, all day, every day, those toys get a little loved up. And, you know, so they have to get replaced every once in a while. So some of the stuff that is part of this donation goes to just everyday kids coming in and spending time in the hospital and engaging. And you can play a game for a couple of hours, or you get an opportunity to have a conversation over a card game or whatever it is. And pretty soon the treatment's over and you go home. So just, it's not only the take-home stuff for the kids, it's just supporting the kids while they're getting treatment, and that can be a real positive experience as well.
No doubt. Dave Spanos, Mark Oswald here from Annex Wealth Management. And while this has continued to grow from you guys every year, you guys continue to grow too, right? Continuing to add on branches around Wisconsin. How many are you guys up to now?
I think seven, right? Does that sound right? Yeah. So we just
where were you 13 years ago when we started
this? Yeah,
we were
one.
Yeah.
Shared an office.
Well, no, that's not true. But you used to like the hot sauce. That was no good. Yeah. But, you know, we just opened in Madison, Wisconsin, and that is an unbelievable opportunity. We partnered with University of Wisconsin.
Nice.
We're wearing red tomorrow in hopes that we can do something against Ohio
Pull
State.
Off a miracle, Christmas miracle.
Yeah. It would have to be, particularly when Barry Alvarez says the best team he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, we have grown. We do have a branch in Naples. But, you know, that brings us back. We've been fortunate. The market is up 27% this year. Can you believe that? With just 15 trading days left. And so it was really, when we asked our clients to be generous, they really did. They stepped up. We did match. And I want to just present this to you guys. This is our new high.
Come on, man. Yeah. So, okay, so let's see. We've got how many bags of toys did you count out there? Like 15 bags of toys, something like that. And they're all like those big, gigantic Santa bags that you can buy in the store. So like 15 bags of toys. Now these two generous Santas just donated cash money of $9,115 in cash. And all those toys that they donated added up to $2,885. So a grand total of $12,000 in cash and toys. Just from the Santas over at Annex Wealth Management. You guys are simply the best.
I know they had a strong jobs report, but wow.
That's right.
That's amazing. I mean, they just added over 260,000 jobs.
That's
but
right.
Your wealth management business is good. When I ever get rich, I'm coming to see you guys.
Yeah. You're already rich.
Sean, please.
Leroy, that's Leroy.
I've been in the negative for over 10 years, but these guys could probably help me, though.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, it was a great jobs report, of course, and that means that people are working. When people are working, they're the opportunity to suspend and sustain
Absolutely.
Our economy is really great. So, you know, we're fortunate, our people listening, it's a 50-year low for unemployment across all classes.
Yes.
And so that is really an unbelievable opportunity. And Mark, you know, you talk about being fortunate and the things that we are able to do, but it's just because
listen,
we're correct.
No, you are. But listen, both of you guys. I mean, I see both of you guys all over Milwaukee. So you guys have been generous with your donation, not just here with us, but also we talk about the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, right,
you guys have been very generous with that. Mason Crosby, we know he's lost his sister-in-law here. About
his funeral was yesterday, Gary.
Yeah.
It was really Brittany lost her fight. I mean, that was just
30 years old.
Yeah, just horrible.
And so that's what we try to do. I mean, you know, I know we do a lot of good stuff here talking on the radio, but I think at the end of the day, it's what's in your heart and trying to give him back and try to save lives and try to put a smile on people's faces. And she was absolutely awesome. I don't know if you ever look at her Instagram page, but she was quite a soldier.
Yeah, she was a soldier, and she came and spoke a number of times, and that was just a shining soul that she had, and so that whole family, is their hearts are broken. And then just, you know, just to bring it back to sports if we can, you know, what a soldier he is. He goes out and kicks five field goals. Yep. I mean, he is just an unbelievable guy, and he's obviously the chairman of that event. Right. To think about that, and then his wife went through the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, so we're fortunate, Gary. There's no question about it, and if the opportunity to give back, we're going to be able to do that.
And that's really nice that we get to come down here and spend time with you guys on behalf of the company. But, you know, the fact is that we got clients in 37 states, and they donated. They stepped up. We were able to send a message out to thousands of people every weekend, you know, asking them to contribute to the toy drive, our employees. I mean, I can't say enough about our team over at Annex Wealth Management and the work that went into just assembling the gift bags and calling the people together and making sure that we were donating, and the generosity of our staff. It was a team effort. They pulled together, and we're proud to be able to come down here and represent Annex Wealth Management in this in the toy drive.
And let me just say, as before we, you know, you've got to move on. Let me just say, what you guys have done is really, I mean, you give everyone else a lot of credit, but what you guys have done in organizing the number of toys and the number of lives that you guys have touched, you deserve a lot of love for that.
Hey, man.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it, but again, it's everybody else, man. Everybody else stepping up, making the donations, going online and setting record numbers online today has been outstanding. All the toys have been brought out here. We were significantly behind yesterday. We're getting
Sparky's
closer to catching
up. Sparky's a warrior. Not a warrior. A warrior.
About life in general. I worry about Gary.
Don't worry. Because I went to the doctor before I had a blood, something on my blood. He got all freaked out. I said, I'm fine.
Right. Yeah.
So, but God is good, though. God is good. Yeah. And, you know, people like Will Fuentes, this guy's outside. Steve Wright,
promotions
a long time
guy.
Ago, we were outside. It was 9 degrees in the rain. It was one of
hats,
the worst days.
Gloves on.
And you guys, again, thanks a lot for coming. It's about the kids. Children of Wisconsin. I'm just so excited. I just love helping people that we do not know. So thank you guys.
Love you guys,
absolutely.
Too.
Thank you guys
really
very much.
As soon as I get some money, I'm calling y'all. I'm locking that in.
Well, once you get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I get in, y'all.
HOF.
Yeah,
That's when I'll see you guys. I'm on it for you.
That's right. Yeah. Dave Spanos, Mark Oswald of Annex Wealth Management. Thanks so much, guys, for coming
on
and making the donations that you did. Harry's Razors, a gift that you should be getting for everybody for the holidays coming up here later this month. And check this out. Listeners of The Big Show can get $5 off any Harry Shave set by using code Sparky at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Now check this out. Harry's has a gift that's both thoughtful and practical, right? Everybody loves a Harry's razor, including yours truly. Get that nice, comfortable glide, smooth shave when you're all done using it. Harry's makes sharp blades that last, German-engineered and award-winning, backed by a 100% quality guarantee. And I always say, everybody loves this. You don't have to worry about that. And your gift even keeps giving back. 1% of each sale will be donated to charitable organizations. As a special offer for fans of The Big Show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets when you enter Sparky, Sparky, at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave. That's always good. 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th. So act right now. Just use the code Sparky, Sparky, at harrys.com. That's Sparky. Nice and easy for you to remember. Come back. Still time for you to jump down here. Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Drop off your toys. Take your card. Throw it into the dipper. Donate some money that way. Some cash. Write checks out to Children's Wisconsin. That works as well. And love to see you out here. About 1 hour to go. We'll talk with Jeff Stewart, the COO of Children's Wisconsin. Coming up on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.